festival and got a real catchy tune out of it, out of the weekend.
Yeah, this tune was inspired by the festival at Barberville, and I just called it Barberville.
Sound little stick.
We didn't mention it's called a strum stick. McNally strum stick.
Now we're gonna get my sweet wife back up here to bend some of them real sweet notes. And one called Avalanche. Actually, it's a song about snow here in Florida.
Like we're witnessing
is that the
today?
Time that it yeah. snowed in Florida?
The time it snowed in Florida.
Oh, it is about. It's a Sean Coben song we found via Maura O'Connell. Are we ready, maestros?
Why not?
Quiet tonight, the stars shine bright on this mountain.
Created this group last night.
The group has gone through many, many different
changes. That's the problem you have on these deals. You know,
first it's big, then it's
contract.
Or deal.
Yeah.
Our contribution will go unnoted.
That's right. They left
there. Yeah. Let's do one.
Sort of. In a way.
Unheralded.
The unheralded performance.
That's right.
Well, turn over to you, Joe. It's the last song.
The Blackberry Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just close it out with the traditional favorite around the campground called Blackberry Blossom.
Thank you.
question.
Thank you.
Questions?
Well, we're just about out of time, but come around later, and we'll, if we see
keep
you later, we'll
follow
them
around. Yeah, they'll play it for you. David Lynch and his friends from Zachary.
Well, thanks for listening.
So where are y'all from? From Live Oak? So you're not very far from home. Here for the day. That was, well, it's billed as bluegrass music. That last piece was almost bluegrass. It was really more old-timey than bluegrass. They're obviously playing with the tradition.